Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Dublin Horse Show, we'll return to it again, is underway at the RDS. There's 1,600 horses and ponies in competition, but also this year, a special focus on horse therapy through the horse show's partnership with equine charity Festina Lente, which means hasten slowly. The Bray charity uses horses in therapies with children and adults, and our reporter Suzanne Campbell is at the horse show learning more about how equine therapy works.
What a performance!
It's the 148th running of the Dublin Horse Show this week, and in the main arena, international riders are competing for the €1.3 million of prize money on offer.
Come on, give another big round of applause.
But just behind that arena, children and adults are queuing to groom the four ponies from the Festina Lente charity, who promote equine assistance therapy and learning.
What Festina Lente is doing here in the show is promoting how we can all benefit from the engagement with horses, whether it's physical well-being, psychosocial well-being or mental well-being. So even though you have riders who are jumping in the Aga Khan, they get a certain well-being factor from that, apart from the competition. But it's the same when you actually have children with ponies. So it's all about well-being.
Your centre in Bray, I know it's moving, but it's been there for many years and successfully treating adult and children clients. What sort of situations would they be coming from?
We have people with cerebral palsy, people on the autistic spectrum, people with intellectual disabilities, people with high anxiety levels. And depending what people want, we can actually match them up with a particular programme with the horses.
And later in the week, you're doing panel discussions. What will that involve? People from various therapy groups are also going to chip into that?
So we have panel discussions where we're looking at how the movement of the horse can improve our physical well-being, and that's been facilitated by a physiotherapist, therapeutic riding coach, and people who actually use the service and their parents. On Saturday and Sunday, we're talking about how the engagement with horses can improve our mental well-being. So on Saturday, it's for adults, and Sunday, it's for children. And on both panels, we have people who are users of our services who have a very strong insight into how they have benefited from engagement with horses.
A service like yours, do you find a lot of families are more aware of the benefits of interactions with horses on children or adults, and they're more in demand?
We have a very long waiting list for our therapeutic riding sessions, but akin to that, we actually train therapeutic riding coaches, and we've trained possibly about 250 therapeutic riding coaches who now have gone back into their local community and actually provide therapeutic riding sessions. So the demand is there, the awareness is extremely high, and it's an industry that's very quickly growing.
Jockey Rachel Blackmore is an ambassador for Festina Lente and is meeting with children, interacting with the ponies in the kids' zone at the RDS.
I've known about Festina Lente since a cousin of mine used their services a couple of years ago, and just the incredible work that they do and the benefits that so many people across our whole society get from the work they do is incredible.
Sometimes, I suppose, when you're here and, you know, you're looking at the big ring and you're looking at Grand Prix classes and famous riders or jockeys like you, do the principles of that interaction between the horse and rider, is it the same in the high level of equine sports as it is with children here today? Is it that draw of the horse?
I think horses are just incredibly amazing animals, you know, they really are. Obviously, at my end of it, they've given me some of the best days of my life. They're incredibly intelligent and incredibly engaging, and there's so many benefits from working with horses and from the work that Festina Lente do. They can see the benefits of that so many people get from having an engagement with a horse. They really are incredible animals.
The partnership with Festina is fundamentally about the relationship with the horse.
Pat Hanley, Chief Executive of the RDS.
Festina have been very good in terms of taking a lot of the new scientific information that has come about over the last 10 years, learning theory, animal behaviour. These are all new things in many ways, but they do explain to us how a lot of what we've done over the decades and the generations, why it's been effective. We now understand that better, and maybe we can have more focus, become more efficient in terms of teaching people how to ride, teaching people how to interact with the animal, and improving their relationship with the animal, which is the key.
We're overlooking the main arena here, and there's a high stakes class with international show jumpers. This is the same, really, I suppose, because without that relationship, the horses don't perform well for the riders.
Absolutely. To have a good partnership with the horse, you need to be in the present. The horse doesn't worry about the future, and he's not caught in the past. He's very much reactive and in the present. So it's to bring us back as humans into the now and to develop that relationship with the animal.
Working with horse behaviour opens up a door for people to be in a position to help themselves.
Terry Cullen of Stable Minds in Wicklow has worked with horses since he was a child and recently became an equine therapy coach. He's also an addiction coach and helps clients who are struggling, often with their mental health.
It's based in an arena setting, and we have some exercises from leading, team building, confidence building, grooming. It's just being around a horse and you're coaching those people through those different scenarios.
Does being around the horse open doors for people to talk about their issues? Is that what it is?
Yeah, if you're around a horse, you just feel well in yourself. You know, they have a calming nature. They don't want anything from you. Just being in their energy lines is going to be something that is calming. And you're a bit more susceptible to how you feel. Sometimes when you're asking them about horse behavior, how do you think the horse might feel? They're going to tell you how they think the horse may feel. And in turn, that may be about how they actually feel. And you can ask questions based on that.
Terry is taking part in a panel discussion this Saturday on using horses in mental health treatment.
I'm doing this about 15, 16 years on myself. And I always wanted to go, wouldn't this be great to be able to do this for somebody, not knowing what it is I was doing? Mm-hmm. I just thought I was riding horses. But riding horses or being around animals puts you in a position to be able to look at things in a deeper level. And by doing that, you can help yourself. There is such a demand for it at the moment because there is more than one way to do things. And the old way of tablets or medication, and I noticed from my own experience, having gone through all of it, didn't actually get to the root of the problem. It just masked what was there. And for me, working with animals over the years put me in a position that I could investigate that in a different way. So you learn how to do things in a soft and gentle way. But you also got to be soft and gentle on yourself to a degree sometimes too. And working with horses has allowed me to be able to do that.
Suzanne Campbell reporting there from the Dublin Horse Show. And we heard from Jill Carey, the CEO of Festina Lente. And Terry Cullen will be on the panel with Jill as well at the Dublin Horse Show tomorrow afternoon at the RDS. We'll have more from the sport and competition at the Dublin Horse Show in our Sports Bulletin after six.